Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have your saying, yarn up strong, you mob, to Delhi. We're talking about a touring national around the country, 2025. Bangara presents first ever visual arts collaboration, Alum. And with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with artistic and cultural collaborator on Alum, and that's Daryl Savasado on the line. Daryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, can you let the mob know who your mob, where you're from?
All right, yeah, I'm Daryl Savasado, and my mob are the Bard mob from the Dampier Peninsula in the Kimberley.
All right, beautiful.
And my clan is called Argon Clan.
All right, lovely. Fantastic. Big shout out to your mob there and your clan group. Thank you very much. So, look, fantastic. Hats off to Bangara, always doing something beautiful and fantastic. And now we've got the first ever visual arts collaboration, Alum. So, give us a bit of background about Alum, Daryl, please.
Okay, so well, it's come out of a conversation between Frances Ringes, the artistic director of Bangara. She's the one that's taken over from Stephen.
Yes.
So a conversation, she approached me and had seen my work at the Sydney Biennale and stuff. I do big sort of light works with neon and everything like that. And we also were familiar with each other because we both had been to NASDA and stuff like that. And
yes.
I, you know the Bangara crew.
Mm.
So it was sort of, it was just come out of a chat between her and I and the way and the direction I think Bangara, Frances is trying to take Bangara into a bit of a new direction as well.
Sure.
And I think that's why for her, because we were familiar and she's, you know, familiar with my work and I'm also familiar with her work, it was sort of like an easy yes for me when she first approached me.
Yes.
Because I'm a fan of Bangara's anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was there from the beginning with all of that crew.
Yes.
I'm a visual artist, yeah.
Fantastic. So we're talking about the Alum tour dates. Where is it performing? And we're talking about a roadshow here. So paint that picture, please, if you can, Daryl.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure if I've got it all right, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
I think it sort of opens in Gadigal country.
Mm.
I think that's where they'll have the first sort of community show in sort of late May. And then the sort of big sort of public opening is at the Sydney Opera House. Bangara has now moved into a bigger theatre. So they've moved into the Joan Sutherland Theatre.
Okay, yes.
In 2025, it'll be the this will be their first show in that new big theatre.
Good.
And it's at the Opera House. Then it moves, I think they go to WA as well at the Heath Ledger Theatre. Then to Albany Entertainment Centre, then to Canberra. Into Queensland. So, sorry, I'm all the dates.
Sure.
You know, Heath Ledger in July, 10th to 13th of July, I think. Albany, 18th of July. Canberra, 25th to 26th of July. And then it's at Meanjin Country in Queensland Performing Arts Centre, 31st of July or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Darwin, 15th of August. And then Melbourne, 3rd of September, I think.
So there he is. Yeah, so a good opportunity for people to witness Alum, and fantastic.
Yeah.
Can you give us a bit of a story about Alum?
Yeah, so Alum will be, it's about just light as, you know, one of our sort of main light forces, and with Indigenous people all around the world, you know, we use light in different forms and, you know, it's in our culture. We use the stars and stuff, you know. We also use fire a lot. You know, and in our different cultures around the country, everyone's got their own things. For me, the whole thing about light, or in relation to my work I do, it's because where pearl shell carvers back home from here.
Yes.
And I'm always trying to replicate that sort of luminescence you get from the pearl shell.
Yeah, gotcha. Yes.
That's where things but with Fran and I, and because she's, you know, she's a Meringue woman anyway, you know, from down south, Australia side, South Australia side. Trying to use, you know, reflect the significance of light in our cultures.
Yes.
And also the effect of nowadays, you know, like all this light pollution that we have, you
exactly,
know, it sort of
exactly.
blocks the, our, sometimes our connection to our traditional sources of light. So we'll sort of try, I don't know, you know, it's a big...
Well, I'm reading the motto here, step out of the shadows and into a phenomena of light and the central life force of our planet. So, I mean, we are storytellers, are we not, Daryl, you know? And we use music, we use art, and we use dance as to tell our story. So shed the light, my brother, shed the light.
Give it a good go, bro.
Oh, for sure, exactly. Well, congratulations. Thank you very much for sharing. So to all our mob that there, to find the dates and where Alum will be touring, they can go to Bungarra webpage?
Yes.
All right, fantastic. Bungarra, that's Bangarra. Thank you for sharing, and all the best, and big shout-out there to Sister Frances. And
no worries. Shout out to all the mob over there.
Too deadly.
Cheers.
And keep doing what you're doing. Please keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon, Daryl.
Yeah, cheers, Trevor.
Take care, all right? Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
Deadly yarn there, Daryl Sibisato, and he's the artistic and cultural collaborator of Alum, and Alum, first ever visual arts collaboration with Bangarra, and they present that, and it's directed there by Daryl Sibisato, and of course Francis Rings. So look, it is deadly. So there it is. Do check it out. Check out Bangarra Dance Theatre webpage, and you can see where it will be operating in 2025. So if you want a bit of cultural education, yeah, do check it out and just see people performing on stage and the work that goes behind it. And we talk about light here. Of course, there's light on stage, but we talk about the different props and this storytelling people we are. So you'll see some deadly stories there. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up strong. We're live here at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, and that's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So yarn up your mob, too deadly. National Talk Black.
Take my breath. I've been a lot of places all around the world, and I've kissed me a lot of pretty little girls. But the woman in the places, they don't match the years that I lived on Jackson's track. If I only could, I'd turn the time back and mix with the lovers and the lumberjacks. I'd listen as the echo of the old broad axe rang through the hills on Jackson's track. I know a corduroy road ain't much to some, but to my mama and my papa and everyone who lived in the buses and the tumble-down shacks, home sweet home was Jackson's track. If I only could, I'd turn the time back and mix with the loggers and the lumberjacks. I'd listen as the echo of the old broad axe rang through the hills on Jackson's track. When the food was all gone and we needed some more, well, all of us kids would go to the store and carry it home in a gunny sack. We'd all have a meal at Jackson's track. If I only could, I'd turn the time back and mix with the loggers and the lumberjacks. I'd listen as the echo of the old broad axe rang through the hills on Jackson's track. Civilization's moving along, Jackson's track has long since gone, but it's gonna live in my memories as home for my mama and my papa and me. If I only could, I'd turn the time back and mix with the loggers and the lumberjacks. I'd listen as the echo of the old broad axe rang through the hills on Jackson's track. If I only could, I'd turn the time back and mix with the loggers and the lumberjacks. I'd listen as the echo of the old broad axe rang through the hills on Jackson's track.
Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
My hands till my dying day. I love you more. urka pa mu I panagi na ya pa mu lini pisa kima ina bi mama mi be ma kina kaisa angat ka ba ina manu so won't you be my lady I'll be your man together we can be
It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bummerbib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong, you mob? To Delhi, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with First Nation scientists. We're talking Grace Gillard and got Grace on the line. Grace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm doing pretty well. How about yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from, Grace.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm from Annawan Nation, which is around like the northern New South Wales kind of area.
Yes.
But I live and work on Gamilaroi country.
All right, beautiful. So First Nation scientists, tell us about your journey. Where did you study? How did it all come back? And did you always have the passion to become a scientist?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'd say my passion really started with nature rather than science in particular.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I guess you understand that First Nations, we do have this super deep culture and connection with nature.
We do.
So I really carried that with me throughout my life, my early life.
Mm.
Then I went and studied a Bachelor of Science with a major in zoology at the University of New England, where I got super passionate about frogs.
Frogs. So just saying, with your study now, how long was the study for?
So I studied for 3 years at the University of New England.
Okay.
And then I went and did 1 year of honours study at the University of New South Wales.
All right. There it is, 4 years. So now you mentioned frogs. So you're studying frogs at the moment because we here in North Queensland are full of frogs.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have some really awesome frogs.
Yep.
And see, what I love about frogs is they're one of our most threatening vertebrate groups globally. But also, we know next to nothing about them.
They're very important to the environment?
They're so important to the environment. Mm. See, frogs are really reliant on both our land and waterways, and so they've really got this deep connection between both the environments, and so they're super threatened by any processes that are occurring in the water or on the land.
Okay. So, and so your studies are frogs, so how long have you been in that area studying frogs?
So after my university studies, I've been working as a frog biologist, we call it, for 3 years with the Australian Museum.
Okay, fantastic. So we're talking creekways, swamps, right amongst it, in the trees, in the mangroves. You're down deep, aren't you, you could say?
You could say that, yeah. Honestly, you can find frogs anywhere, though.
Okay.
Yeah, even like out desert ways and stuff. We've got a lot of frogs out there that we know almost nothing about.
Yeah. Would you class cane toads as frogs?
Yes, we do class cane toads as frogs, and we do like to know about cane toads.
Mm.
They're really quite a big and important threatening process for our native frogs, so it's always good to know more about what's going on with them.
Do cane toads eat frogs, do they?
They more like they outcompete the native frogs.
Okay, right.
So they'll take up all the resources, yeah.
And cane toads, they're not from Australia, are they?
No, they were introduced.
Yes.
And they've had like quite a really big and bad spread throughout the country. So we've got them up in northern New South Wales now, and they're all through WA, Northern Territory and Queensland.
You could say that cane toads are pests?
They're definitely pests, yeah. Basic pests.
What do we do, as an Australian government's doing, in regarding getting rid of them, or how do we get rid of them? We don't want to get rid of fully, but they breed, don't they?
They do breed, yeah. So I think one of the most important things for us to do is just monitor their populations and kind of just let the government know. It depends on what state you're in, who you'll let that know.
Mm.
So I know we've got New South Wales DPI to let know in New South Wales.
Yep.
But also using the Frog ID app, if you record cane toad calls, then we can know more about where they're breeding. And we're doing some really important work to kind of track their spread throughout the country.
All right. Fantastic. And frogs, what's their job? What do frogs do?
Oh, frogs do everything. I'd say, like, probably their most important role is their bioindicators. So they're super sensitive to change in their habitat and environment. And like I mentioned before, because they've got this connection between the land and the waterways, they can kind of tell us how the environment's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're sensitive to things like agricultural runoff, pesticides, herbicides, climate change, spread of invasive species, disease, and things like that.
All right, so very important to the space here. So you as a scientist, First Nation scientist, do we have many black scientists in this country? Do you have a network of scientists, black scientists?
Yeah, I don't really know about a network of black scientists. Yeah. I mean, I know that we exist.
Sure.
I don't think enough of us exist in the actual professional scientific workplace, although, you know, citizen science is the way to go at the moment, get involved. Unfortunately, it's not as big as we'd like.
Sure. So there's a lot of space there. And regarding non-Indigenous scientists, are they forthcoming, arms open, and regarding your engagement?
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful.
Especially, like, at the Australian Museum, I've felt so welcomed, so encouraged, especially, like, to embrace being a First Nation scientist. My boss is especially fantastic with that.
Good.
Like, I totally respect her for all her work with that.
Good, fantastic. And, of course, they're open then to the cultural awareness in regarding First Nation people. So we talk about the celebration of NAIDOC and things like that. So there's that's a good bridge builder, isn't it, in regard to relationship building?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Good, fantastic. And your family, so what do they think? Anyone in your family went and did a degree, or are they happy with what you're doing? Or you're telling them you want to become a scientist? How'd that all come about?
Actually, they loved it. My mum was a scientist before me.
Oh.
So she was the first person in our family to go to uni, get a degree.
Yes.
So she loved that I was following my dream.
So you're following
basically
her
footsteps. They're just happy.
Yeah.
They're happy for me to follow my dream and do what I think is making a difference in the world.
Beautiful. Leading from the front, my sister. Good yarn with you, Grace Gillard. Thank you very much. Look, keep up the good work. Keep in touch. And we'll yarn soon. Look after those frogs there, sister.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Trevor.
Thank you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Grace Gillard, her name is, First Nation scientist, and encourages people to sign up for Frog ID Week. And look, it kicks off from the 8th of November. So do check that out, and you can Google that, and also Google Grace Gillard, First Nation scientist, Frog ID. And after studying 4 years as a scientist, she's studying frogs, and so very important to the environment. And I know a lot of mob up this way don't like frogs, so there you go. We wouldn't be in that space, but have your say. And yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black.
The city lights are driving me crazy as I walk lonely streets of old Tamworth. How I wish that I was back there in the dream time, in the country where there's always peace and quiet. Oh, I wish that I was back in the dream time. Didgeridoo, a droning in the night, where the crobberies are seen by the fire.
nest of porcupine. I see my brothers and my sisters here in Tamworth, torn apart by government ways and city life. How I wish that I was back here.
Our children, we all walk together to keep our children safe, strong, and connected to culture. Community organisations you trust are here to walk with you and can provide family wellbeing services for families and children of all ages. To find free and confidential support near you, search Family Wellbeing Services. Because when it comes to our children, we all walk together. Authorised by the Queensland Government, Brisbane.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland.
Make great happen.
RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Jendaba Napi Bamanda, Jendaba Kajanda Bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM BBM.
Yes, very good morning, New Delhi Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev, Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM, Bummerbrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, your mob to Delhi. Now, AFCA, which is Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA calls for stronger industry response after complaints by Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples rise at record 25%. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with AFCA Deputy Chief Ombudsman, and that's Dr. June Smith. Dr. June, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and hello to all mob on Yidinji country.
Oh, too deadly. Thank you very much. And you're based where?
I'm down on Murundjeri country in Collingwood, Melbourne.
Collingwood, Melbourne. We would say coal country, as far northerners, but yes, too deadly.
Very cold.
And thanks for coming to the program. Look, and the old phrase, money's not everything, but rank it right up there, the oxygen, you know. Money's very important. It's a tool. But when you look at this tool, it can sometimes be a drama to a lot of people, especially when you're talking about, complaints, and you at AFCA there have received a record complaints of 25% over the past financial year. That's signalling increased engagement in financial products, but also highlighting urgent issues that require attention. So there's more complaints. That means what? Are people more aware of AFCA, or the so-called financial companies out there are not doing right by its consumers? Paint the picture there, please, Dr. June.
So we are an ombudsman service across Australia, mm-hmm. a one-stop shop, and we're like an umpire in a sports match.
Okay.
So we're free to consumers, and what we do is if consumers have got a complaint about their bank or their insurance company or their superannuation fund, for example,
mm-hmm.
and they can't get it resolved, they can come to us and we can help sort it out with the financial firm. And in the last year, we have been busy. 105,000 complaints across Australia, 314 million in compensation. But for mob out there,
yes,
25% increase in the number of complaints to 3,200 and 8.4 million in compensation returned. And we think there's a few things driving that.
Mm.
First of all, we know mob are engaging with financial products more and more. There's greater awareness of who the ombudsman is and how to get to us. But also rising costs of living are meaning that when you've got an accident and your insurer isn't helping you get that fixed, that can be an issue. And when you can't repay debt and your bank or your buy now, pay later company won't help you,
yes,
either with a holiday from your repayments or a reduced repayment, that can cause issues as well, and that's what we're here to help people with.
Fantastic. Now, financial institutes, they're business, of course. They're there to make money. Are they obligated regarding their rules and regulations dealing with consumers? To help consumers in regard to a complaint, they would go there first, would they not, and work out some sort of compromise or a solution to the problem, would they not?
Absolutely. And we always say to mob, go to your financial firm first, try and work it out. But if you can't, come to the umpire and we can help. But in relation to obligations that financial firms have, they certainly are in the business of making money.
Yep.
They need, though, to make sure that their financial services and products are accessible to all Australians.
Mm.
And also, if people are having trouble repaying debt, banks, buy now, pay later, providers have got obligations to help either give you a holiday from that debt or reduce your repayments or at least genuinely consider that. Insurance companies also, if you've got an insurance claim, they've got timelines. They've got to respond to your claim in certain times, and they have to tell you where that claim is up to and when the problem is going to be fixed.
Okay.
So there are obligations on firms, and we're watching that, especially when it comes to mob.
Exactly. Now, when you're talking about the $8.4 million, I think the figure you mentioned there, that has been handed back to consumers, so to speak. Are we talking about money paying back that's owed and interest, or are we talking about a bonus, or what are we talking about there, please, Dr. June?
Sure. So the $8.4 million was to just our mob customers. We returned $314 million in compensation across all complaints, but $8.4 million to mob.
Okay.
And really, that was about losses that mob had suffered as a result of a financial firm not doing what they were supposed to.
Yes.
So it's only if they don't do what they're supposed to and you've suffered a loss from that, or they haven't treated you the way that you should have been treated, that we can award compensation to make to put you back in the position you would have been in had it not been for the fault of the bank or the insurer.
And Ombudsman, you're in there batting for the consumers. You're talking for the mob with the actual financial company. So they're not at the table, so to speak. So it could be daunting, could it not, for consumers, especially our mob?
Well, we're an umpire, and so we do talk to the consumer and we talk to the financial firm, and we try to bring them together. Lots of money mob workers and other consumer advocates out there, Trevor, who can help mob with these issues. But we are free and we are set up so that we can help mob straight away. And we tailor our service. So one of the things we do and we're encouraging financial firms to do is if mob ring in, they can self-identify as First Nations and we will tailor our service to suit them. So,
that's
for example,
good.
How do they want to be communicated with? Is English their first language? Do they have a phone or a laptop? Do they need a support worker or more time, for example, to work through our process? So whatever we can do to tailor the service, we will.
That's fantastic. So how do people get in touch with AFCA?
Yeah, so it's www.afca.org.au if they've got that number, and for our 1-800 number, it is, got to look at the back of my card, 1-800-931-678. And my shout out to Mob is, hey you Mob, you just remember, it's your money, and if you feel like you've got a complaint against a financial firm, do something about it, don't wait.
Fantastic.
If you've got debt and you're struggling to repayment, do something about it,
act on it. Yep, we're there to be protected.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for your yarn, Dr. June. Fantastic. The fact that we're having this yarn on national radio with National Talk Black, it's across the country. And for people who don't know, well, now you know. And it's just about reaching out and even for just a query. And that's what it's all about, having communication and have the vehicle to do so. Thank you very much for your time. Big shout out to your team and have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Adela Yande, Dr. June Smith, her name is. AFCA, that's the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, and AFCA Deputy Chief Ombudsman. That's who she is. And so a number of complaints lodged by ATSIMOB, AMOB, Peoples to Australia's Financial Dispute Resolution Scheme, surged by 25% over the past financial year. So that's about, they've received 3,161 complaints regarding financial disputes, and this signalling increased engagement with financial products, but also highlighting urgent issues that require attention. So, dear, do reach out. You can call AFCA if you've got any financial dramas going on in your life, 1-800-931-678. Again, 1-800-931-678. It's about reaching out and having a conversation with them. They'll guide you, direct you and support you. So do that, your mob. Sometimes the financial strain can affect all our lives and all aspects of our lives. So do what you need to do to reach out. Otherwise, you can go online, all the W's, AFCA, A-F-C-A, .org.au. So do check them out. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Yarn Up Strong here. We're live here, the first session radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country. That's BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the country thanks to NERS and your daily programs, National Talk Black. Yarn Up with the bully one here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Recurry. And National Talk Black is only a phone call away. Do add to the conversation to Delhi. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Eddie on the track.
I never felt like this before. Heartbeat racing while I'm staring at the floor. Forgot if I ain't felt like this before. Mind still racing while I'm running out the door. Yet I'm scared, cause I care. But how I really look or the way I do my hair. If you knew what's here inside. Betty fall in love with my body plus my mind. I can't fake this even if I try. You got me so terrified. I'd rather be lonely than have another man to some me.
We're in and out of.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Manamanali, Amoris Ger, Karelam, Kortakumer, Kortakumer, Karim. Manamanali, Narina Tagri, oh my love, I need you. Honest I do. Now that you leave me, my every thought will be of you. Remembering our love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I want you. Oh, my love, I need you. Honest, I do. Now that you leave me, my every thought will be of you. Remembering our love that used to be. Please come back to me, darling, I want you. Oh, my love, I need you. Honest, I do. I do.